For anyone that misses 1990s classic trip hop, let us get into our time machines and set the clock back 30 years. It's music from Sneaker Pimps, a band and trio that could fuse trip hop and glam inspired rock into their own beautiful mess. 30 years ago in 1996, Sneaker Pimps released their debut album, Becoming X. We heard the opening track, Low Place Like Home. I cannot believe their music is turning 30 years old this year. In the middle, something thoroughly more modern, English trio PVA. Their new sophomore album is called No More Like This, released just last month. We heard the song Enough, and then kicking that set off, Martina Topley Bird, British singer, songwriter, and vocalist for so many trip hop tracks. This time, though, we heard something solo from Martina Topley Bird. Too Tough to Die is the name of the song. You can find that on her album, Anything. Okay, friends. We've got time for lots more music coming up in the last half hour of the show. I've got music on the way from Everything But the Girl. I've got music from Begonia. But up next, it is Nia Archives here on Girly So Groovy.
Why? Nothing left to lose.
Iconic British wife and husband electronic duo, Everything But the Girl. From their latest album, Fuse, we heard Nothing Left to Lose. Last week, we played something reaching back to Begonia's debut album, and it made me remember just how much I love her latest album, Fantasy Life, that was released in October. In My Lifetime, Part 2 is the name of the song that we heard from Begonia. And then, of course, we started that set with British indie electronic R&B artist Nia Archives. So Tell Me is the name of the song. That is from her album Silence is Loud. Hey, listen, I am sure you have heard of this. If you're like me, your algorithms on social media have already advertised this to you. But have you heard? Metric, Broken Social Scene, and Stars are all touring together. I've got more details about that to come, but here is a set based on that incredible tour. It's Metric up first here on Girly So Groovy.
Everybody has a tower. Everybody. failed you. But I'm still in your blood. You're still in.
This is listener-supported radio, and this is Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. Metric, Broken Social Scene, and Stars have all announced a joint tour. The tour is called All the Feelings Tour. It is hitting out this summer. Tour dates across the U.S. and into Canada. For more tour dates, check out any of Metric, Broken Social Scene, or Stars social media to see where they are headed. But for our listeners on our mothership station, CJAM 99.1 FM in Windsor and Detroit, you will get a chance to see All the Feelings Tour July 25th as they come to the Fox Theater. In that set, we heard Stars with the song Bitches in Tokyo. That's from the album In Our Bedroom After the War. Broken Social Scene with Protest Song. That's from the 2017 album Hug of Thunder. And then Metric with Everybody Has a Talent. And that, my friends, is pulled from the children's album, Yo Gabba Gabba. Music is awesome. Okay, we virtually have 0 minutes left before we have to wrap the show up. Two things, social media, Instagram, you can find us, GSG Radio, or Facebook, Girly So Groovy. If you ever miss a show, find us on the website, Mixcloud, mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy, girly and groovy, ending with an IE. How are we going to wrap up this show? Oh, I know, something that we have not even gotten to yet. Montreal alternative singer-songwriter Ada Lee. Her newest album is called When I Paint My Masterpiece. It's a gorgeous collection of songs that have a real spunk to it. So I'm going to leave you with Ada Lee singing Bob Dylan's 115th Haircut. Again, Ada Lee right now on Girly So Groovy. We've done it. We wrapped it up. Thanks for tuning in. I'll be back next week with much more Girly So Groovy. In the meantime, Ada Lee, thanks for tuning in.
FM. Broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. Last spring, many Ohio farmers struggled to plant their corn and soybeans because persistent rain made their fields too soggy to work. But by August, many farmers faced the opposite problem. Drought plagued much of the state.
April through July was the eighth wettest four-month April through July period on record, and then we had the driest August.
Aaron Wilson is Ohio's state climatologist and the agriculture, weather, and climate field specialist at Ohio State University's Extension. He says farmers will likely face more wild swings in the future. As the climate changes, Ohio is expected to get more precipitation, especially in spring, with rain falling in heavy downpours. Meanwhile, droughts will become increasingly likely in summer. To adapt, Wilson recommends that farmers plant cover crops and till their soil less to prevent erosion. But he says farmers will also have to make hard decisions. For example, as spring planting windows shrink, do they buy bigger equipment to work faster? Or will that equipment be too heavy to use in muddy fields? There's no easy answer. And for farmers, the stakes of adapting to climate change are high.
Farmers live on a tight margin, and it's narrowing that margin a little bit more.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Stats can be hard to understand, but this one isn't. Nearly one in four people can't afford food in Canada. What does food insecurity look like where you live? Look up your address at foodsecuritynow.ca. That's foodsecuritynow.ca. Join Community Food Centers Canada in making a difference today.
Do you like me?